Hello and welcome to Live Well Lifestyle with Terry A. This is a session that's kind of a spin-off of the calcium bentonite clay and our clay talks and our clay healing. And this is about supporting the body and healing through a peaceful mind, through positive thinking and controlling the mind so it doesn't run away. When we're in fear and don't know what to do, the mind kind of runs rampant. So if we can get in control of the mind and bring it to a state of peace, we can actually hear the voice within us to guide us, to lead us to solutions that we've been looking for. And today's topic is meditation. And meditation. Peace is quieting the body, emotions, and mind, and knowing there's a higher force running you. So when you still the mind, you can hear the voice within. Some call it the God within, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit within, whatever brings you peace there. But when the mind is chatting all the time, you can't hear the answers from the teacher inside. And when I first moved to Austin, I didn't know about meditation, and I stayed here for my first Christmas by myself. And I went to Half Price Books, and I got some books to learn how to meditate, and there are many ways to meditate, and we're going to go over a few of them today. I also changed our lifestyle intention for today. And the new intention, it is my dominant intent to stop, breathe, and relax and still my mind. I intend to be at peace and one with all. All is well, and wellness is my state of grace. I like that, and I like reading it, and it reminds me to be centered and grounded. And a daily affirmation for today is, I meditate on a regular basis and reap benefits from this practice. I close my eyes, think positive thoughts, breathe in goodness and out goodness. So, but what I wanted to talk to you is about the importance of meditating and stilling the mind. And I think we're all aware of that. We live in a busy lifestyle, we're racing, our mind is full of a to-do list, and we just sort of create chaos, which plugs up the pipes, to tell you the truth. And I wanted to talk to you a little about opening the pathway between your physical and inner worlds. In order to sense your inner worlds, you must first quieten the physical world. You must remove your conscious focus from the physical world that you might perceive the inner world. It is not a difficult process. It has been called many different things. Some call it meditation. But regardless of what you call it, it is a time of quietening the physical so that you may sense your inner spiritual world. Sit in a quiet place and make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes and just be at peace with yourself. Do whatever you can do to reduce the possibility of conscious physical interruptions. So close your door, go to a quiet room, put your phone off ringer. And as you're comfortable, sit quietly with your and quiet your conscious thinking mind. In the beginning, it's not an easy task to stifle that little voice inside that's always running. For your conscious thinking mind is very quick to respond to the stimulation of thought. You've trained it to be fast, and it's eager to participate. As you are sitting, intending to be quiet, your conscious thinking mind, in time, it will allow you your quiet time. So the more often you sit with the intention of quieting your mind, it will gradually become easier. I would encourage you to do a short time every day, 10 to 15 minutes if you have it. If not, sometimes 5 minutes is all you need just to do a little quietening. The time of day is not important, and it doesn't have to be the same time every day. But it is important that you set aside time in every day to do a quiet meditation. I've actually meditated, been in kind of a state of panic and just got an elevator and people around me, and I'm breathing and I'm centering and I'm feeling myself coming back into my body and feel that peacefulness. So you could do it on the fly if you have to once you get quiet of it. The trick is controlling the thoughts. As you still your mind and try to clear it of any thinking, it's like catfish bumping on a baited line, these little thoughts that kind of penetrate that barrier of stillness, and the next thing you know, you're grocery shopping and you're planning the meals for next week, or you're picking somebody up at the airport. And when you notice you have mind thought going, just say, "Thank you, you may leave now," and let it go. And don't judge yourself. It's going to happen. And just let it go and go back to that peaceful space. And if you can just hold it a few seconds at first, that's a win. And then gradually the seconds will go into minutes. When I started learning to meditate, I got a book and it said to count slowly to 50. And I couldn't get there because my mind would wander while I was counting, and I'd be off doing something else and realize I had stopped counting. And sometimes I would count, and when I'd get on the transitions numbers, like 29 or 19 or 39, I might jump to 39, 50, and then I realized I had jumped and I had to go back. But it's just focusing your mind to do that one thing. Something as simple as counting to 1 to 50 slowly in your mind, you'd think be an easy task, but for me it wasn't. But I stayed with it, and now I'm happy to say I can go to that clear space rather quickly and hold it there. And I notice sometimes if I'm busy or have things to do, the thoughts bump in, and I say, "Thank you, you may leave now," and give it permission to go. There are many different types of meditations, and you can go online and Google for guided meditations. And there are a lot of beautiful meditations there. People will lead you through it. It has the ocean water in the background, the orchestra playing, gentle music. And you might want to use one of these to meditate by until you kind of get in the habit of it. And I want to tell you about the Ho'oponopono prayer. It's a mantra, an Italian mantra, and a psychologist that worked in a prison in Hawaii, and this was the prison where the worst of the worst were kept. And there was always fightings and stabbings and killings and things going on at this prison. And every day he would come in the office and he would get the files out for the prisoners, and he would repeat the Ho'oponopono mantra, and it goes like this: "I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you." Now you can start it with, "I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you." And I have a link that's going to be on the attachment that you get that's going to be posted after this that you can go to, where it explains what the meaning of the words is. The thing is that we are all one, and this psychologist saw himself one with each prisoner, regardless of what he had done. He could find himself in there, and he would say, "I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you." It doesn't matter the order, just get the words in there. And do it with meaning. And you can do it for a person that you're in stress about or maybe in ill health, and you hold that person in your mind and you just repeat the mantra and play some soft music in the background and do it very slowly. "I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you." And just keep repeating it, and it will bring you to a state. Well, he changed without ever seeing any of the prisoners, just by getting their files, reading about them, and doing this mantra for each one. the whole energy of the prison changed, and instead of fight and hating, it came very peaceful and loving, and they actually transitioned the prisoners out to lower facilities, and, you know, he had to find another job. That one was gone. He created such a peaceful atmosphere there at the prison without ever meeting one of the prisoners. Now, that's a powerful mantra. And I invite you to try that one and go to that YouTube link and do listen to it and read it the first time so you'll have a better understanding of why you're saying, I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me and thank you. I do want to check and see if we have any questions today and let me go over to my message board. I have one here from a friend of mine in Austin. She said, I've been enjoying your inspiration for many years. I've also been manifesting retirement. However, the ducks just don't seem to line up in a row for this to occur. Daylight is burning, and I want to move on. Any suggestions? Yes, Arlene. Something I am guessing that there's a hidden belief deep inside that is resisting this retirement. And there are some processes we can go through to uncover what the beliefs are and change them. And I'll be happy to do that with you. In the meantime, let's meditate on it and just say, and just ask when you're going into your meditation, what is blocking my retiring now? And be real still and going and ask then in meditation. And oftentimes an answer will come. When you get very still, that voice within, the God Spirit within you, the Holy Spirit will give you an answer. It may not come right then. It may come 30 minutes later, but you will have an awareness. And you can do this with yourself if you're sick. What is it that's blocking my healing? Why can't I get well? And just go in and ask for an answer. And be still and listen. And you may have to do it several times. And a thought will come. And it's just like one of these billboard signs with the little lights that run across it. That's the way these thoughts just gently, you hear this voice and that you just see this, hear this little answer run across your mind. And sometimes it's so quick you almost miss it. Was that something I heard? So be aware of it. Look for it, and even if it doesn't make sense, sort of sit with it and analyze it. And let's see if we can't move you into retirement so you can spend more time with those grandchildren. And that's a lovely question, and I really appreciate that. And I do believe there is a solution, and I know you've been working at it for a while. All right, let me see if there are any more questions. Well, I'm not seeing any right now, and it's not taking me back to where I want to go. Well, I guess I'll just have to be at peace with that for now. I do want to suggest your kind of homework for the week is to find a few minutes each day and make a commitment to meditating just for a few minutes each day. It doesn't take long. And you'll build it up to where you'll want to stay there. Play some soft music in the background, something that's instrumental where you're not listening to the words and analyzing it and thinking about somebody in your life that sounds like that, as we do. We're so human. And just spend a few minutes each day. I challenge you to do that and meditate each day. And each day, before you get out of bed, declare a daily affirmation. I don't care if it's carpe diem. Let's go seize the day. Today I'm going to seize the day. Today I'm going to find opportunities and know which ones to act on. I'm going to find opportunities that are to my highest good. Today is going to be a great day. It's going to be full of magical surprises. And when you plant that in your mind before you get out of bed, you can, it sets the tone for your day, and you can really influence how you feel throughout the day. And as I've said before, how important the intentions are. Have an intention for everything you do. My intention for this morning was to give you some key tools that could help you throughout your life in healing yourself, in being at peace with people in your life, with reducing stress in your life. And so I hope we accomplish that before the day's out, because that is my intention. And respect and honor your space with love and positive statements. Your space being your office space, your home. You know, don't let somebody come into your home with a lot of angry, just saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. I understand you're upset. Do you mind going outside to express your anger? I don't want that energy in my house. This is my sacred place, and I want to make it a peaceful place with love and understanding. I love you, but please take your anger outside and you know, stomp the ground and yell and shout out there, and then when you feel better, come inside. You have every right to honor and respect your space and to keep it positive and full of love. Our closing thought for the day before we do a meditation or two is, having the presence and skill to relax will increase peace to the whole body, especially the part accepting stress. This day was made for you and me. I choose to make the best of this day. I release stress, worries, and fears. And that's what you can do with the meditations. And like I said, there are many different types of meditations. Go online and Google. There are tons of them out there, and one voice you may like better than another one. Let me go back here and see if we have any more questions again. Whoops. Okay, we're out of questions for now. I'm going to go to the phone line. Is there anyone on the phone line who would like to ask a question or share an idea or has a problem? I would like to thank one of my customers that I've grown to dearly love, Kay, who sent me the Ho'oponopono prayer. She is fighting a fast-moving breast cancer and is choosing not to do chemo. She's the most wonderful lady. Her kindness, she even in her illness, she's doing things for other people. And her spirit is so beautiful, and I know there's a way to heal her. She's using the clay and getting some big results, but it's pretty advanced. And so when you do this, keep Kay in mind or keep her in your prayers or in your meditation for healing. So now I want to, I've done leading guiding meditations with you. I'm going to go back and put some gentle music on. And this music, usually I take instrumental music. This one is from a friend I met when I was on my cruise in Tahiti, and she's a professional singer. And she's Swedish, so the words are in Swedish, and they have no meaning to distract our thought. And they're very much like a very soft and gentle. Well, I've lost my music now. Here we go. So sit back in your chair. Put your feet on the ground. Relax into the chair. Kind of melt into it. And bring yourself back into your body. Notice how your energy seems to be out there doing things, and gradually bring yourself back into your body. And just take a deep breath. Always start with a deep breath. Deep breath in, and slowly let it out, releasing all of it. When you breathe in this time, breathe in more air and hold it, hold it, hold it. Hold it and gently, slowly release. As you release, let the tension in your head, neck, and shoulders just totally relax. With the out-breath, release the tension. In and out. Totally relaxing. Now I'm going to do, and I invite you to do with me, an Om meditation. This is a nice meditation to start with because when we're making the sound Om, it's hard to hear a voice coming through your head, and the vibration of your voice just really relaxes you into a beautiful place. So we'll start with the breath in and just the word ah, and let it out slowly and long. Please join me. Another breath in. Oh. Nicely done. Relax as you exhale on your arm. Breathe in. And breathe in again. Deep breath. Quit giving instructions, you know what to do. Just continue the breathing in and the slowly releasing the Om. Notice the relaxation, a slight vibration in your body, and just relax and melt into your chair. Just breathe and notice the relaxed state. Sit with a quiet mind and just be. Let's do it one more time and then be still. Wow. Gently bring yourself back. And what did you notice? If any of you would like to type a request or type an answer in on what you noticed, I would love to hear from you of when you stopped the did you go into that still, quiet place quite easily before any thoughts tried to come in? I found it quite pleasant myself, even though I was some self-conscious about my voice and not being able to hear you along with me. Does anyone on the phone line, I'm going to go back over to the questions real quick. Okay, nothing there. If anyone on the phone line would like to make a comment, if they will press star 2, it will unmute their line. And if you have a meditation that you would like to suggest, we'd be very happy to hear it. Well, with that, I'm not hearing anything, so I'm assuming everybody's still in a deep state of meditation. Remember to place a request if you're healing your body, to make a request before you start your meditation. It can be a positive statement as I'm willing to be well. Or what is blocking my healing. And you can use these for stress over a job. Just bringing peace, like the psychologist at the prison, sending love to these prisoners. He just sat there and sent love with the Ho'oponopono prayer. That's kind of hard to say. The Hawaiian words do not have vowels to speak of. There's only one vowel in Ho'oponopono. But I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you. Thank you for being with me today. And enjoy your meditation. This is Terry A. signing out and leaving the music on.